country, and I preach all over, support myself, don't want anybody's money. But you can see a lot of street preaching videos on the website. We've been to the Super Bowl, Daytona 500. We stand outside religious places. Let me challenge you to something, both of you. Take time, go into the scriptures. Start in the New Testament. I encourage people to read in the New Testament. The Old Testament is great for history, wisdom, backs up who Jesus is, but we're in the New. And so start studying in the new covenant and ask God to give you an eyes and a heart for truth. And if that's really true and you really start seeking it, God, things will begin to pop out of you. And you'll start living, walking through the culture, and you'll go, oh, that's sinful. I never really noticed that before. The lights come on. And then God says, this is the hard part, because your flesh is hard. Then God says, now relinquish all that. Come follow me. It's kind of like a marriage. Okay, so we're married. We had to forsake everybody else but each other. What kind of marriage would we have if we're both running with other people? God says, I want to be your God alone. And so he says, forsake everything else. And I do have to warn you, you will, per Jesus, lose most of your family, most of your friends, your standing and your reputation in the culture to follow him. Didn't that happen to all the disciples?
Yeah, it did.
Did they end up hated? Did they end up all murdered? People hate what I do here. They call the police on me all the time.
I respect you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Personally, I don't believe in that. Personally, I don't.
Okay.
But I do respect what you do. Yeah. Stand well, out here and all this stuff.
Okay, so here's what I challenge you. So you're an atheist, is what you would say?
I wouldn't say that. I don't religiously hate religion.
Yeah. No, but I mean, is there a creator?
I don't personally believe so.
No, so you believe this is all just a big accident?
Not an accident, perhaps. Maybe a mistake, but not
real quick, so that thing right there, pretty intricate little design, right?
Yeah.
Did it just fly together?
No.
Was there a creator?
Yeah.
Was there intelligent design?
Yeah.
That's just a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at DNA?
Yeah.
You don't think it just flew by who?
By evolution.
Oh, okay. So it did just... Yeah, so it did... You would say it just flew together. But no, the Bible says... In John 1, the Bible says that Christ was with God and he is the creator. So I would challenge you that. So here's what I'll do. I would challenge you with this. If you don't believe Christ is God, go on a quest to prove he's not God. Go on a quest. And you have my phone number on this card. Because if you can prove to me that he's not God and that his word isn't true, you realize the Bible is so documented and so backed up by so many manuscripts that if you can't believe what the Bible teaches, you cannot believe anything in all of human antiquity. Quickly, 24,000 ancient manuscripts back up the New Testament. That means it started here, and then men copied it, layer, all the way to today. Okay? 24,000. You know what's the next closest book in all of history? As far as ancient manuscripts to back up, it really did exist. No, not even close. No. A Greek book of poetry called Homer's Iliad. It has 700 manuscripts. 24,000 to 700. Also, the Bible is prophetic. It predicts the state of the world today. It predicted a coming one world order. Do you know what's going on with cryptocurrency? Do you see all that, hear all this going on? The Bible predicted a one world money system, a marking system. I don't believe the COVID vaccine is the beast system, the mark of the beast, but I believe they're building it on that back. One day, you're going to need a mark to get your money and to trade and to buy. You see that coming? The Bible predicts that. Revelation 13:14 says the beast system is going to rise and the Antichrist is going to cause everyone, great and small, rich and poor, to receive a mark. So I would say to you, challenge you who Jesus is. His word is true. It's prophetic. There's no book like it. It's alive. It's real. And if you would set out to disprove it, if you really are set on truth, you'll end up a Christian.
We'll see. I mean, personally, I respect you for what you're doing, even if I don't agree with you.
You've been so nice to stand and listen. Go to my website. You got my email. I'd love to hear from you sometime. Again, if you can, I'm wasting my life. I could be hunting and fishing the rest of my life. I'm wasting my life if Jesus isn't real, the Word of God isn't real, his wrath isn't coming, and he's not the creator of all this. I need someone like you to prove it to me. I've challenged probably 1,000 men that. You know how many have come back to me? How old are you?
19.
If you could prove Jesus and the Bible isn't true, you would be more rich and more famous than Jeff Bezos. Do you know that?
Probably in pride, yeah, I would agree.
But even in money and fame, you'd be rich. But you know what? It's never going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Because he is the Savior. He died and shed his blood for you.
I don't disagree. There's probably some things that look like that. I don't know.
Everything that's happening in the world is lined right up. We're headed into the darkness and the great tribulation. So you know, you've been warned about it. Seek after God's kingdom, and if I can help you, let me know.
All right.
This was God appointed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah.
That's why we do this. God be praised.